Let's talk about your education, your elementary.
Well, elementary was, again, kind of unusual in that my brother had scarlet fever at the time I entered kindergarten. In those days, any home or any place that had scarlet fever was quarantined so that nobody could come or enter. The milk was left outside. The ice was left outside. Nobody could come into the house. I learned everything that I would have learned in first and second grade during that period of quarantine. So when I went to school, I was able to skip first grade and even second grade so that I was always the youngest in my classes. I continued living in Tulsa, Northside, and lived there until my high school years. I was 16 when I ended up going to college, and because of my youth, mother and dad wanted to keep me in Tulsa, went to TU.
Let me just stop you a minute here, because I want to ask you, your brother actually taught you to read, to write, and understand math.
Yes.
So he was your teacher, and he's the one who helped you advance in school as fast as you did.
Very much so.
And your brother's name was?
Herman.
Herman, yes.
He also operated the print shop, as I mentioned to you, once those properties were lost.
And the grade school you went to was?
Emerson. A very different Emerson than Emerson today.
Then your sister, and your sister's name?
Sally. She actually was Sarah, but she went by Sally. Everybody called her Sally. She was determined to become a concert pianist, studied, and ultimately went to Chicago Conservatory of Music. Away from home when she was a teenager, 10 years older than I, but I worshipped her.
More than likely, she taught you to play piano as well.
Yes, and I played well enough to win some state contests and that kind of thing.
So the age of 13, 14, this is coming of age, bar mitzvah time. How are you embracing all that?
I didn't take to rote, and for me, my education, learning Hebrew, going to the shul or synagogue, which, by the way, was the result of my father's efforts in building a separate synagogue on the north side of Tulsa. But I went. I just didn't take to it well. My brother, differently, went through a bar mitzvah. I was successful in being able to dissuade my parents, and I did not have a bar mitzvah, which was a difficult decision in the family because of my parents being Orthodox. At Sunday school, I was the valedictorian of our Sunday school class. The rabbi came over. He said, I had to go through this. We couldn't have a valedictorian who wasn't going to be bar mitzvahed. And I used my father's story of his being able to dissuade his father from forcing him to becoming a rabbi. Dad supported me in front of the rabbi here in Tulsa, and I was never confirmed and never had a bar mitzvah.
You think that was upsetting to your dad?
Oh, yeah, it was very upsetting, but my father took the lead on that. Mother never approved of it, but he took the lead on it. I was able to really go forward that way, not to in any way leave the Jewish religion. I am Jewish, and I've never suggested otherwise to anybody. Let me back up and say I did actually do things for the younger Jews in Tulsa, because one of the things I noticed was that the Jewish kids on the north side never got acquainted with any Jews who lived on the south side of town, except for one family that had rented from my father, the Clars. I didn't know any Jew who lived on the south side. My parents didn't. I decided that this just wasn't right, and with a little bit of help from a wonderful lady who lived on the south side, I got acquainted with, I started an organization called the Hebrew Youth of Oklahoma for all the state of Oklahoma and got about 200, 250 youngsters to a convention in Tulsa, came from all over the state, both Orthodox and Reform, paid no attention to North Side, South Side, whatever town they came from. We all got together, came back to Tulsa, And I became acquainted with the South Side a little bit. They still were basically isolated, but I got acquainted enough so that I had a life that included all the Jews in Tulsa.
How many Jews do you think were living in Tulsa at that time?
Oh, I think there were only about 500. Population of Jews in Tulsa has lingered in the 2,000 range most of my life. Not a large part of the community.
Even today?
Close to that.
In 2015, right?
Yes.